Let your loins be girt and your lamps burning in your hands, and you yourselves like to men who wait for their Lord when he shall return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open to him instantly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast day of St. Sylvester. St. Sylvester was the Pope of the end, and thus it's appropriate that we keep his feast day each year at the end of the civil year. That is to say, the end of the three long, terrible centuries of persecution. That he was also the first Pope of the new beginning of that other persecution which would come to the Church from within, even though there were heretics, of course, in the very beginning. There arose during his reign, during the Peace of Constantine, the terrible heretic Arius, who denied our Lord's divinity and the doctrine of the Blessed Trinity. And our Pope today fought against him very valiantly and established the prerogatives of the rights of the Church as being independent for liberty and not dependent upon civil government, in this case, that of the Roman Emperor. St. Sylvester was a very great Pope. He was a Pope of endings and of new beginnings. It's a very Catholic notion to come to Church the last day of the year to hear Holy Mass, to expiate, to make up for perfectly, as we do at each Mass, for all of the sins and the faults and everything left undone in the past year. And then we just, by means of this Holy Mass and communion today, leave it to the mercy of God, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And then tomorrow, of course, the day of the obligation, the Feast of the Circumcision, to consecrate the new year to Almighty God through our Blessed Lady. The epistles in the Gospels for the old Mass of St. Sylvester are very appropriate for the end of the year, because in both of them, the Church speaks about, through the Apostle, about the coming of the end, watchfulness. You never know when your time will be. Just as we can mark the end of the civil year on our calendar very peacefully and in a very regular way, quite the opposite will be when our Lord comes for us. And the lesson for us as the years go on is always to be watchful, because you never know when our Lord will come. What matters is though not so much the end of the civil year, but what matters really is that at the end of our life, we be ready. That means that at every day and every part of the day, we want to be lifting up our hearts, our minds to God in prayer, to ask our Lord to forgive us those faults, to straighten us out again, many times a day probably, and to keep us on that right path that leads to God and leads to glory. What made the people in the Gospel story, the parable of our Lord, not keep watch, particularly the wise virgins and the unwise virgins, was that our Lord tarried, he took his time, and they slumbered and slept. But the lesson of today's feast on the last day of the year surely is that be ready, because you never know when our Lord will come. And in any case, just as our Lord will come one day at the end of the world and at the end of our life, our Lord comes every day in lots of different ways to show his holy will. And that's the coming of Christ for which we have to be ready. If we are ready, why then come what may in this new year, we needn't fear. We'll be exactly prepared because we want to do the will of God in all things. In the old days, the popes used to go to the Church of Jesus, the Jesuit Church in Rome, for the indulgence devotions in the evening, and we have a holy hour along those same lines at 5 o'clock this afternoon. By this holy mass today, by our holy hour this evening, may we all of us, those who are here and those for whom we're praying, receive the graces to finish this old year well, to leave everything in the furnace of the Sacred Heart, and to begin it fresh and new tomorrow with the Holy Child Jesus and with his Mother Immaculate. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.